Yes, you was your banner, Katonda.
Praise Jesus.
Musibye mutya muri nyarya mukamafe Yesu. Musibye burundi. Obura muri butya. Sibodiza ku muganda wo. Mwagalize bisinga obulungi ebiveri Katonda kitaffe. Mugambye twesimye. Olw'okubeera n'omusumba omulungi mukama waffe Yesu. Oyo alungamya amagenda gaffe n'asumba n'emitima gyaffe. Yamba omutima omanyisi mwangu gwakusumba. Gwasooka kutulema ffe bennyini. Ne tulyoka tugenda tugukkirizisa eri Mukama. Era tuwakkiriza mukama waffe n'omutima gwaffe. Ne twatula n'akamwa kaffe okulogoka. Kakano tulina omulungamya omulungi omwoyo omutukuvu. Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Olw'omusumba omulungi oyo mukama waffe
Yesu. That's good shepherd, the Lord Jesus.
Alungamya amagenda gaffe.
He leads our feet.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Waliwo ekyandikibwa.
There is a scripture.
Kigambo kya magezi.
It's a word of wisdom.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Genda okulaba enkwe za Satan.
You're going to see schemes of Satan.
Naye katusooke tuwulire ekigambo kino ekya magezi.
First hear this word of wisdom.
Omanye kiri Ezekiel mekeya watugamba nti mukiyita kintu kyangu okulya omuddo omuto n'okunywa amazzi amaki amateefu kandaba otuuseeyo
Ezekiel 3:4 olunya lw'18
Ezekiel 34 from verses 18
mukiyita kigambo kitono nga mwalya omuddo omulungi naye ne kibagwanira okulinnyirira n'ebigere byammwe omuddo gwammwe ogwafikkawo era nga mwanywa amazzi amateefu naye ne kibagwanira okutabangula n'ebigere byammwe agafisseewo
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuli ku mabbali g'omuddo omuteefu.
We are at the sides of the green
ku mugga guli ogw'amazzi amateefu
on the streams of clean waters
ate nga ku mabbali kuliko omuddo omulungi
and aside there is also good pastures
yagamba
but he says
olowooza kyangu nnyo
you think it's something very small
okulya omuddo
to eat
omulungi ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda
the good pastures of the word of God
olw'ekigambo mukama kyakuyisa tulindigazi
there is a word God uses where his sheep
ekigambo ekitegeeza.
But that what means?
Waliwo omuddo gwatwala ko nkulya nga mulungi.
There is pastures it takes us to eat on and it is good.
N'omuddo ogwo gw'ekigambo kye.
And that pasture is of his word.
Ate natwala ku mazzi amateefu.
And it takes us to the clean water.
Kale tutanula okubalika nga tunywa.
And we begin to drink that.
N'amazzi ago.
Even that water.
Ye mwoyo mutukuvu.
It is the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga tujjukira nga tugamba Yokaana.
For remember him tell us in John.
Esuli y'omusanvu.
John chapter 7.
Olwasa tumomusanvu paka 3:9.
Verse 37 to 39.
Ayogera nga aga.
He speaks and he says
that
when we believe him, inside us will flow streams of living waters. But he says, spoke that by the Holy Spirit, who was be given those who believe. And we believed in the Acts chapter
2,
and he sent us that Holy Spirit. But there is where he asks a question.
Ezekiel
34.
That you
call it something small.
Okulya omuddo omuto.
To eat of the green pastures, the good pastures.
Ekigambo ekirungi.
The word which is good.
N'okunywa amazzi amateefu.
To drink of the clear waters.
Kugamba n'otuukira ku mwoyo omutukuvu nga mutukuvu ddala.
The Holy Spirit and indeed a Holy Spirit.
Nga gwe mugga gw'onywako ogukulukuta.
And it's the stream you drink of which is flowing.
And
you see, after eating that grass of his word and to drink of the clear water and it's his Holy Spirit,
and
then we trample and muddy the rest,
that
blows, we trample him.
You
know the word to trample.
Bible
speaks of it in Hebrews. And he says
that
those who insult the spirit of the Holy Spirit
and
trample the blood of Jesus
and they
count as if it never cleansed them.
Remember
the blood, the water and the spirit, they agree.
You know,
let me tell you, see, we come here
the word
prepared well,
banange tulia,
friends, we eat.
No ulianga mutufu nae woli.
And you do feel where you are, it's indeed good.
No ulilo moyo wemirembe.
And you feel the spirit of peace flow. But he says
that
the one who remains for the rest coming, we are maddening it and trampling it.
You know,
reach a time and he says these are our things, I'm used to them.
I
use that the other place every day we go to know.
Those
who are coming early. Those who had a thirsty. And they still, what I have is enough for me.
And
that the rest.
I think
research about it myself.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But he says, we think it's easy. To eat of the green pastures. Repeat that verse we hear.
Ezekiel
34, verses 18.
Mukiyita kigambo kitono nga mwali omuddo omulungi.
You call it a small word
and you ate
of the good pastures, the word which is rightful. And the word is sweet.
Filled
with the aroma of knowledge.
Have
you ever flight well things which smell good?
Good.
You too, before you eat it, you feel the appetite is risen.
No,
the word of God is given
us.
It's filled with the aroma of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But he said we took it as if something is simple. That when we are there, see, I think it was meant to be there. It was said to be the one. God, it was his season he brought it.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
You
think what seasons did God never want people to eat the good pasture of the word? All seasons God wants that. What causes that never happening in those seasons? To get the faithful one to bring that grass.
He
speaks much in Matthew 24. Who is that faithful servant? Who will find
feeding
when it's giving them food, which is worthy in its seasons.
It
takes a servant to be faithful.
It's
not easy to eat the pasture. For first, even the one they commit that flock to, even that pastures,
is
rarely found in the world. That's why it gets to be fast very hard.
And
God reaches to speak and he says, you call it something small to eat of the good pastures. The good pastures. It's not something easy.
I know how you get it. I saw that you so many to get
but you reach home, reach, think about it. That I looked around to look. Who could stand in the gap? And that I failed to find one. God seeks for who to stand in the gap to bring the good pastures, that of his word. But not something simple. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Even
get the stream of the Holy Spirit flowing and is the real spirit of liberty. You know, when you go to a stream and the liver has been flowing,
indeed,
you can feel peace before you drink of the waters and you get attracted to drink of it. The way it flows, the way it's driven and it flows gentle, its color. It pleases, we don't get tired of seeing it.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Imagine the Holy Spirit flow in that way.
And
you drink whatever you're drunk. And the rest you say, but me. we are the professionals of this generation. We are the wise of this age.
And
you forget him, he's the one who made you that. That is crumbling. For those coming, they will come thinking you yourself, you are the Holy Spirit.
The
thing perhaps is best within you. It no more flows.
Where
he or not there, he will never flow.
Rampantly,
the Holy Spirit never comes from far. It evolves with blaspheming.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And
we have to be very careful. No, it's
called,
in the Psalms 23. It's a word of wisdom, think of it. Psalms 23, it says this.
Zaburi ya sura ya 23 n'olunyiri olusooka.
Psalms 23 from verse 1.
Mukama ye musumba wange, seta agenga. Olunyiri olw'okubiri. Angalamiza mu ddundiro ery'omuddo omuto. Antwala ku mabbali g'amazzi amateefu.
You
first pause there.
Mukama ye musumba.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Ye kennyini antwala.
He himself takes me.
N'antuuza oba n'angalamiza.
It makes me lie. Where
is
the green pastures? You know, mature grass is not nice to eat even.
Matured
and it's even beyond.
God balanced
the word and the holds good pastures all the time. Every day it renews itself, it's new. I think you've understood where it goes. The word of God every day is a new word. It is new. It's a green pasture every time. And can be eaten and sweet. And it aligns you. He himself lifts you, takes you there. You know, there are people in this place. Others say me. I was wise to come here. Yet they forget God brought them here. And they said, me, all along I used to seek for God. I had to reach this place.
Well,
I was meant to know this. And God
wouldn't
have put me in this place. I was seeking for them, I would have gotten them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Now you see where you are there. God has brought you very far.
He
is the one who brought you into the green pastures. He himself knows how he did it.
Even
thought that the way I was out near to the truth. But he says the one who takes you there. He takes you at the green pastures. Even at the streams. Of the clear waters. He is a Lord who can do that. Sometimes we mess it up.
He
reaches us, we run again.
Me,
I'm wise. Now I have to first check. I'm going to check in my way. In your way or for God?
But
till God brought you and brought you. Because sometimes you have pride, you say.
Be
according to how I've reached there. God would have made me speak those things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Have
your things, you're up to yourself. Yet he's brought you himself. The one traveling that water or the green
path,
the clear waters of the Holy Spirit, it never comes from far. It's
very
hard. Many of the children of God would never share of those grace. Many never progress on to get of that spirit in his fullness.
It's
the reason why
generations
of all preachers you see in the Bible, those we call the great ones, they are not easy to follow that you saw another who got in their shoes. After Paul went, arose another like Paul.
Huh.
Why is it like that? Those who get it, how do they get it? And they hear from Apostle Paul how they get it. They take themselves on the grass of the word. They take themselves on the stream flowing very clear. Oh, God brings them with an intention. If you will discover that word, and you say, God, indeed you brought me to hear words of wisdom and understanding, and I add this word, and I'm here drinking from the stream of the Holy
Spirit,
I prove it, you brought me, I have no hand of myself in it. You will see the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not many get when we hear the word. The era of Apostle Paul. There are many men he moved with. But you can never see the
word of God
in his shoes, in the way of all visionings. For even when Timothy came, he refused, yet he was with Paul. Reach the level of Paul. Ministers, we expect one thing. Those coming after us do more than what we've done. And that's what Jesus prayed while in the flesh. He said, you're going to do more than I have done. That's what we expect. Knowledge is going to be beyond those who get from those God as saints. But that word read in Ezekiel 34, it's one of what hinders after the good pastures of the word of God, after drinking the clear waters of the Holy Spirit and they trample the rest, they reach a time they say, we by our own now we can stand. They reach their move with an apostle and he said, now that's
many
now you see Apostle Peter, you see who got next to him in line. Okay, others. Look, prophet Isaiah. Why is Isaiah 1? It's
Isaiah,
but
Micah
is one there.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. I don't know if you've ever looked at in the Bible. At least would have gotten others like those ones. But they really appear in the world. Sometimes they eat and they think they have now owned what they have eaten.
Don't
move me the journey of the Bible for 7 years. Never counted that I had a hand in its preparations. What I have, I've never taken it as mine per se. I say like this, they were given me. And the one who gave me can come take them. Is it not that?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There's serious carefulness at that point. Not many have gotten the shoes of their
four.
And when you look at the prophet Elisha, you got in the next to Elijah. Had to multiply double. Those are the only ones we've seen another come in the shoes of the other.
And
is multiplied double. If you want to research how he was able,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. Go back, read, see how he carried himself out. Was he able to appear like Elijah? How did Prophet Elisha did do it? Like Elijah and beyond.
He
was worthy to be given a double portion. But when he asked Elijah, never got angered over that. And he wondered, you asked, you want to be beyond me? How dare you ask my double portion? You say, what blood
of
my name? And your name appear beyond mine?
Tubera tuwagalisha.
We wish.
Iranga na kutuwagala abadde
obatusinga. We too, we want those coming next to be more than us. That is the heart of God. For the mindset of Christ when
it's
in us. And he tells us in Philippians to hold the mindset of Christ.
If Christ thought saying you
do more than me, you who believe me. We
too,
we want to hold that mindset. That we think like this. Even though you are the best in music in that time. Look the one behind and wish them to be better than you. I want to see be surpassing me. And I rejoice over that. But who will rejoice for that?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Who will rejoice over that? Let me tell you,
see.
If you don't hold that mindset, we can never be in the power of God all the time. And we can never be in His knowledge. If we trample what is given us, it's hard to bring those to be next in line. And they are multiplied more than those who are
faithful.
But if we humble, and we think to be taken on the pastures of the word, the good pastures. And we think, who has brought us?
And
we see water flow of the Holy Spirit and
Christ.
And we know who has taken us to lie right there. For that he did it to Elijah. Don't go at the brook and be there. But still he thought God is the one who took him there. And when it dried, he told him, Lord,
the
brook you brought me, it's dried. What's the next step? And the directives moved on. You go here and there.
Every
time you claim you brought yourself,
Lord,
we have another wise king. You look at your neighbor and you say, this one I brought them. You may have brought that person out. If the Holy Spirit never brought that person to you, just wanted to be workers together with him. But see, you singled out that person, you said you brought him. There's another who tells his colleague, if you never fought me, you were dead. Those things, I tell you, they totally hinder us. It's like you help someone, you give them 50,000 shillings. And you find them, they made a business and they prospered. And you tell them, if I never gave you 50,000, you were so poor.
What
happens when you have increased nothing yourself?
You go
on the one you gave 50 and you see if it wasn't me, we didn't have progress. Now you think 50,000 shillings is what is moved that person like that? Still, it's God who provided
it.
He too put strength in that. That's why he said, me, I saw as the Apostle Paul. And another with water. But the growing, what makes growth is God. You think you've helped what that person who is seated there? You were a worker with God. But think you worked to what extent? Maybe you shared 50% and the Lord took 50. You say, me in bringing you, I made 50. I made 70 on your contribution to bring you. It's like to grow here. And we grow this place. There's someone who sits at their home and they begin to look. And they count their money they have injected in this.
System.
And they say, there is the great my hand in the contribution in that place. But the question is, you what you brought to put here, who gave it to you?
All
we do, we just thank God. Thank you.
There you have not
trampled the clear waters. Trampling that water, it's the Holy Spirit. Drunk, the one you've drunk helps you understand. You
may
work with him in any work. And you forget him, then you claim that you worked.
It's
someone who says, you see, that iron sheet is me who roofed it.
The
oxygen strength to climb, put it there, is it yours?
Some
things, let me tell you that what is the
proverb.
It's very easy, eat the good pastures
and
drink of the clear waters. It is a broad
forward.
God is just helping
us.
This is the grace of God.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus so
much.
This is a great grace. And it's not easy to sit in it except by the Spirit of God. When he finishes in Psalms 23, he says, Psalms 23, verses
2. Akomyawo emmeeme yange. Anungamia mumakubo agobutuukirivu kulweri nyalie.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Akomyawe meme.
He restores my soul.
Ememe zibeerawo.
Where are the souls? Where are they hanging?
Ememe kangobulire ememe jaffe.
Let me tell you of a spirit.
Muli muno okwomo nga kukyaliyo ba Masaka.
Is even the one of someone when it is still in Masaka.
Maybe you traveled
to America, you
say never
cease to be in your mind, your soul is still right there.
Even
an old man or woman here, but they have a boy or a girl of their youth, they have never gotten their mind from there, they are there. Those who forget God brought them far, restore them in the right place. Now that journey, you reach, say, I've worked
much.
I've cut off all the women I proposed to myself.
Even
the boys who proposed to me,
I've cut them
for myself, I feel I'm free.
God
put you to bring your soul back where it's meant to be. You had to think of that. Towering the souls, where are they? Where are they in that time? God get them wherever they had headed to. Some of you, what is troubling you? Every problem coming your way, you remember the prophet of a certain place. Your soul is right still there.
There's
another
story.
God is fighting it to bring it back seats. That's why as you're there, and you arise as if you have been attacked.
And
you wonder, where is my soul?
If
God restore your soul to the rightful place it's meant to be. Others, you are pacing.
Where
are
you going?
And you admired something, your spirit stuck there. Now, any time you remember,
now
God is in a battle of restoring you.
This
one who made a business and it collapsed. But they say, oh, never forget it. Now the spirit is right hanging there. Now to restore that one. That's what
service,
me, even if I'm on it, I'm to the end of the service. Still, it's the same service.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus. Now you pass the boy. You
reach
to get married where you are, but you never shifted your mind from the other side. You are there. Even the car you have entered before. You still hanging in it.
You
are still in it till you will take it. He's the one who said, Saul, I will make a wedding, and it's of 200 million. And
he
made of 2.5 million. They never shifted their mind from the wedding of 200 million. There is a song I always sing. You are my shepherd. You've guided my paths. Shepherded my heart, O Lord. I delight in you. That song. When it was coming.
Bring
me back on the topic I'm speaking of now. And he said, you know, remember where I brought you on how far?
Have you
ever laid yourself in at any point? Can you
shiver
your heart? I told him I can never.
According
to where I come from, in what I pass through,
if the Lord shepherded
me, I couldn't survive them. Now to bring you on the good pastures of the Word of God. On the stream of the quiet waters of the Holy Spirit. When you reach, you feel
it
flowing.
You
read big scriptures and you feel it is working. And they are flowing. Where the soul God has brought it along. Look at where you were heading to. This one was traveling to America. And they're going to study a
diploma of what?
A diploma in things there. You see,
our
souls, if you feel your soul, you can sit in the worry and settle. Even if it goes out of here,
and
remain in the mood of the Word of God, you feel Him guiding you through His Word. Your soul got back. But if it is, you still, your thoughts are meandering everywhere. God never let you restore your soul. Your spirit is being restored.
Whatever.
You see,
there's
even a shop you pass. You say, I
would
make a shop like that.
But
you never shifted your spirit
from there.
It's lined up on that shop of those people. Shall we not look at things?
For
example, we see and commit. Your spirit lifts that thing, you leave it to God.
You see,
things like those are ours. We await for them.
Any
place you'll put them.
But
restore your soul, your spirit.
Why?
Praise Jesus, brethren. May I thank God for that word. Indeed, it helped me. Because as I wanted to speak before the people, and I remember how I had a shock and it fell. Now it's going to 7 years. Anytime I stand with someone showing them the much grief I'm passing through, I try to show them the life I was into of having a shop. And sometimes I sleep in the morning. And my soul begins to get back to the shop. And may I thank God for my thoughts have been worse. God bless you, for I would not do that thing again. God bless you. Now, brethren, that one, God has brought it to profit us.
era okumuganya arungamye emitima gyaffe.
And he guides our hearts.
Ajisumbe.
He shepherds them.
Egambo kirizenti yakuleta.
Accept who brought you.
Awali omuddo omulungi
ogwekyo. There is the good pasture of the word.
Era nakuteeka wali omugga gw'amazzi amatiifu.
Put where there is a stream of clear waters.
Omwoyo oweddembe.
The spirit of liberty.
Omwoyo w'ekisa.
The spirit of grace.
Akulukuta emigga gy'amazzi amatiifu.
Flows like streams of living waters.
Wabula alwanaganye ne mmeeme
yo. But he has fought with your soul, or your spirit.
Okuguteeka mu kifo we kulina okubeera.
Put it in the place it's meant to be.
Wadde ng'omubiri gwe yagutuusa.
Even though he reached your body. Your body reached. But your spirit, I tell you,
is still
in a battle with it to reach it in a certain place. Even to give you a clear plan.
For even
to reach in these seasons.
Some
of us have not yet proven we are sitting where there is the good pasture of the word. The goats have escaped out. I think they are falling in hell.
Or
when they escape from the rocks of death, or is the shepherd of the goats, the shepherd of the evil, they have to fall in a flock in hell. You know what they see? They don't understand. But the Holy Spirit releases the goats escaped.
They are
friends from the hands of death. They have headed with the hands of hell.
Those
are announcing a crusade, but the goats have all escaped. Those are what are outside.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we still speak of this word of wisdom. Do you think it's something simple? To bring you on the good pastures, that of the word of God.
And
to take you on the clear waters of the Holy Spirit. It's not something simple.
Towards
my soul or my spirit. We want to use my spirit.
Psalms
23, verse
3.
Yes, praise Jesus. All this is done them for what?
He's
done it for his name's sake. Just to restore your spirit.
You know,
there is that man who beat and kicked you, and you reach to leave that person.
When you regret,
you wish you would remain and they beat you at least. And now you're regretting being here and you wonder what God is up to in your life. God, restore a human spirit from a certain place. All places it meandered to.
You
reach a time, you look at him. You look at his word, it says what? What is next right now? Though I'm sick, I know God is still healing me. But there's a sickness which comes your way and you say now. When I was 14 years, I got the same sickness. Your spirit is still right there.
God to restore
our spirits.
Blessings,
they are meant to be, it takes time. People fight with him so much here. People not restored can never reach.
The
spirit is never restored to God. Speak on him on your mouth, but your heart is very far from him.
Our
spirits to be restored. To come back. And
you
see, guys, the feet.
To
bring you back to guide your feet afresh. You know, feet movement of them. And feet of the spirit are not easy. You may be seated right there, yet they are moved off. And in your saucepan's home, you stand, you see on your saucepan. We may be standing here, yet you see the outside bargaining of a car. Even to bring them, lead you, that when you come here, you hear. Come in the word, be in the word. Every place you are, you are right there, you are whole.
His
feet of the spirit themselves. To guide them along. What he said in
Zechariah.
I want to get my robe. Of grace that I shepherd these people. And the road of unity. The road of unity. That I can guide these people. But our journey hardens, friends.
First
discover is the one who has brought us on the green pastures of the word.
That
is renewed every time. Every time we get a word. New. And we go back and we did enjoy it. And the Holy Spirit flows.
Who
heals diseases?
Takes
things struggling us in the night.
The
one who fainted, now you breathe well.
The one
who was attacked much.
And
traps, attacks those enemies.
Because
they attack you, when you hear, you feel a small click in your head.
They
say they have rejoined.
Because
you never accepted him to restore the entire of you. Even to guide your paths and feet. You go back to the witchcraft of the olden days you were into.
It is
the witched me like they used to do. For witchcraft, there's something which struck the head first.
I didn't know we were sorry when we started.
The arrows of the Satan evil, he seeks for a path to access you. Now, what he does,
he
begins to use you, trample that clear waters, that of the Holy Spirit, and you count as if it never cleansed you, and as if it never renewed you. Not something easy we move by these days. Eating the good pastures. That of the word of God.
And
getting the spirit of liberty who is flowing. People are heavy laden. People in the world are heavy laden. Those in different churches, they have heaviness.
They
reach a time, they hit their chest, they feel the heaviness is too much. They don't understand it. Not settled.
When
they flash in things, they don't come out.
But
you, when you flash in, you see, you understand it. Those who sleep don't have sleep. They sleep on the dose of prayer. If they don't pray, they don't sleep. When they attack them, they remember they never prayed.
But
you can even say, Amen, Jesus. And you sleep. And it gets to the morning.
That's
what he tries to tell us. Results coming from eating the good pastures. Drinking clear waters of the Holy Spirit. And cast them aside, we don't mind them. What happens then after you trample that grass
of
the word of God, the good pastures? And what happens? Even the clear waters flowing in you, the spirit of liberty. What happens? You say, I've held my peace and freedom. That word is not easy. When Bible speaks in Zechariah, let's first leave Zechariah. Let's read Psalms 51:12. Psalms 51 verses 12.
Onkomezewe senyu eriyobulokozi bwo. Onyweze n'omwoyo gw'eddembe.
Onkomezewe senyu eriyobulokozi.
Restore the joy of salvation.
Onyweze n'omwoyo gw'eddembe.
And sustain with the spirit of liberty.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Bw'aba akulukuta ng'amazzi amateefu.
When it flows like clear waters to us.
Abeera mwoyo wa ddembe.
Is in the spirit of liberty.
Oyinza okuba warokoka.
You may have gotten saved.
Ninga. Tulabanga ku senyu lya bulokozi.
Yet you never seen the joy of salvation. And they said, ever since you got saved, you enter the battle. And they tell you, never have peace. You're going to be in battles all the time. But the Holy Spirit preached and he said, the salvation is joy. But where did it go? Restore it, O God. Joy of your salvation. That spirit of liberty. And when you are in salvation, you are not attacked per se. You've been attacked, there must be the greater one, the Holy Spirit. You know, when the Spirit is in us, it flows like a clear stream in us. But when he sees your enemy, he becomes a stream of power. And
it
beats
waters
running speedily.
And it
threatens the enemy.
Yet
when he's in you, is a clear flow. But when he sees an enemy, he gets stirred up. He stirs power. It's like a great river. And he releases the voice like a great powerful river. But many times when you get saved, God, the stream of the clear waters of the Holy Spirit, you rarely immediately find it. And when salvation was there, and
we
told you, God saved, now you've entered and embarked on a war.
Demons
of the clans are going to be attacking you while you got saved. And they begin to strangle you. And to align and settle your life, it gets to be very hard. What we have to first do if we are to see the goodness of God, be able to honor the good pastures of his word that he gives us in this time, and to respect the Holy Spirit who flows like a clear water, and we never trample. Many times, after we get that of wisdom,
then
we too we say it's for us. Yet it means for the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit even who writes them in you. Is it not that?
He's
the one who writes them there.
Even
the time of reminding is his.
But
there is a time you forget. Don't you know? Before you have what you spoke, it's you.
If
you wrote them in yourself, go speak them now. Praise Jesus so much.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
When you look 2
Corinthians chapter
3,
in verse 6, he says this.
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
Era eyatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya si baweereza bannukuta wabula ab'omwoyo kubanga ennukuta etta.
Omanyi wano wetuli.
You know where we are.
Tuweereza nnyukuta.
We don't serve the letter.
Era ne bw'oba okimanyi wagikwata wano.
Even though you know you've got and grasped it here.
You
may have grasped it in the Bible.
Isaiah 6:6,
you held and grasped the letter. But these words are the Spirit. John 6:63. They can disappear from you.
And you
just remained Isaiah 6, but you don't remember the verse. Before you had them, now you don't have it. They can totally disappear.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus so much.
But it was a good game.
Now think of that word. Though you grasped the letter, think of the Spirit who brings it to write it. When you get back up, verse 3 says,
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3.
Gamuna bisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo fuje twaweererezaamu etawandikibwa na wino wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omanyi omwoyo omutukuvu afuba owandiika bino byonna.
Holy Spirit tries to write all this.
Lwakuba kale bw'aba akuwandiikamu ennyiriri zino
ezibyawandiika. Because when he's writing these verses of the scriptures,
jjukira oli ekigambo eky'omuddu omulungi.
Remember you eat the word of the good pastures. And the same time he writes in you.
But
it flows like a clear stream in you. You cannot even know that he's writing in you.
You
don't feel that that letter is being inscribed in you and you feel you are being affected.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You don't feel that they have written a scripture in me. No. Now, because of that situation, you may say, I wrote to me myself. Maybe it is 20 per 100. Yet the greatest power is of the Holy Spirit. Still not by your power, not by your mind. But it is happened by the Holy Spirit.
Second Corinthians 3:3. Si ku bipande ebyamayinja wabula ku bipande gy'ebitima egy'omubiri olinnya olwokuna era bwe tutyo bwe twesiga Katonda kuba era bwe tutyo bwe twesiga Katonda kuba Kristo olinnya olwokutaano si kubanga ffekka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Angaba naye olabanze kyemmanyi.
Say what I know.
Spirit
is the one who writes these words.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
He
writes on tablets, the mind and the heart. And
he
says, I can never think.
These
words come from me. Me myself. What I understand now, I'm sure.
And
if I begin to stand to speak, I am going to speak. I know all these parts. I have no thought to say that they come from me. The word I've spoken in the beginning by the Spirit of God. That's not easy. To come on the green pastures. That of the word of God.
Not
easy it of the clear waters of the Holy Spirit.
It,
not easy if God speaks of that. It takes him a very great work. Take you, put you at this, that grass. Even that water.
Take
your spirit and it too, he restores it. Get your feet now to guide you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Somewhat hinders us to get success on the word of life.
We
think indeed and it's a worker. Many of us, it never works for us because of that. For thinking that perhaps I've brought myself. I think me too now I can speak this thing. Though I would have gotten another place, I would have found them there. That me God prepared me like that. Those thoughts are very dead, brethren. Now something is at all. He moves on, he speaks in the Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 3:6. Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya, si baweereza bannukuta, kuba nti wabula ab'omwoyo, kubanga ennukuta etta, naye omwoyo guleeta bulamu.
Praise Jesus.
Ennukuta eyo giraba.
You see that letter? You can handle it, Isaiah, this and that. After it ends destroying you because of Isaiah.
When
you reach and see like you have 150 scriptures, and you say, now, what I am now. But those things, may God just have mercy on us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Many
things have been on
us.
Because God wants to prepare us well. That we don't end up preparing that we've gotten this. And we end when we've not reached the agenda of God. For reaching to think. Some things is this simple to reach in truth.
Told
you the world has suffered with religions and beliefs. People are targeted in salvation troubling them.
But
a few things happening on you.
How
did I even come here? God, I don't understand you. I came in rest, now you're rather troubling me. But it's a small thing.
Anyway,
but you forget the journey of God where it's come from. And the power is held you to be able to reach.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's been a very long journey. To check out of the body before you reach the truth. You were there, you asked the Holy Spirit then. That's what Spirit of Spirit in Psalms 51:12. Restore the joy of salvation.
You can't be in it, but the salvation
is not clear your way.
You are
in salvation. There is no joy. There is no spirit of liberty. All the things you
are
seeing with an iron hand.
Business.
You go in the pit and you force it. And you fast for it. And you force it to exist.
But
these days,
you
just go and you say, customers, you will come by the Spirit of God. Angel counsel bring customers. And you move around.
Fasted
for this place, how will people come in it?
You've
not prayed for rich prayers and fast things. How will it grow? Have you ever seen something come here when you fasted for it? Or you fasted for the car? Did you pump for rich prayers?
Can God
respecting the good pastors of the word of God.
Accept the water that we are not troubled. We remain in our freedom. We need to increase more.
He himself brought us with good motives.
They are so good, we would not even look at their hands.
Yet he sampled us in the beginnings. You even sleep in your bed,
peaceful.
And today I wanted to experience beating demons. Before you hear your bed, you can't beat you, you fall off your bed. Can you request to go encounter to fight them?
You called it something simple. Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Now those
things, all
the word of the good pastors, that of the word of God, and the stream of clear waters, of the good words, the Holy Spirit. You see how that demonstration is shown. There you eat of the pastors of the word of God. You come on the water of the Holy Spirit. And you drink of it.
If God prepares a preparation like that.
If you say that this has not yet settled. But I have to thank. I have hope no one drops me. No one takes money for pork from me.
No one pushes me, not to accept you.
It's nothing like that. But there are places you were before. Now you would you give 5,000? People bring millions, you bring 5,000. Who cast you? The pastor you are with was easy. That is the pastor. Things were very hard. Now you feel the peace. If you raise
your
hand, ask a question before you ask who. If God to bring us with the good pastor of his word, who could you dare stand to preach to? Now you feel you've preached, now you feeling you have answers almost on all things. Those which can be asked. All that God has done it. God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This day you even
said,
Satan, when you attack me, I know Abaddon. Michael will come, I'm sure of that. But you were out there, whom would you call? And when they attacked you, you clothed the weapons and the armor alone,
and
you became a spirit commando. You clothed everything yourself.
And
you ride the tank. You bought everything, it was you involved, these jet fighters.
You are flying in a plane, it's you riding, it's you shooting everything, you are shooting
demons, principalities in the space.
Atulaliro tumaba malaika abadoni mulumbebo bwengula mulu.
Enja abadoni to different targets. And you begin to rejoice the experience of what he has done for you. And you wake up, sit, and you begin to enjoy. You come still, I'll call them. Don't you see those things? Those who are going to highly value them, if you are not careful, they will value them beyond us. And they are tired. Even delayed, they will say they delayed to reach. But he said, Lord, you delayed me more.
So you want
me to tell you, but
the
Apostle Paul one day said, by the Spirit of God, I wasted my time in rubbish. I was losing Christ.
I
was in the Pharisees.
Yes, soma na soma.
Studied.
Mumateka na soma diploma na
studied every level.
Agano biteka wani.
As he put them down.
Ubikurwa kwa yari afu.
The revelation he was getting from Christ when he weighed both.
Agendo kura biyari asoma
ngambezani. Studied was all down rubbish.
Wani. Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omuzinda na mafaguli na mwa mzivoro chaji.
Praise the Lord, brethren. For profiting, I
add
what Apostle is spoken of the Apostle Paul, that he wasted his time in things which are worthless. Me, I was born again all my years. I keep telling people whom I share with.
I've just
gotten saved 1.5 years I've spent here. May God be praised. That is what I wanted to add on.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much. Let me tell you, God has prepared many good things. What can handle us of those good things? Trampling the pastures is given us. Trampling the clear waters which are flowing.
Always
explaining how the trampling can come. You reach to be in the word, yet it's not working well in you. You even speak them. You feel much ownership over them. You see, they don't work. When the new ones come, their hearts get sucked in them. You know, you may go and be the first on the lake. You begin to wash your feet on the water. And you even fear to go in the water. And another comes later and they just dip themselves in the water. And they bath the entire of them.
Again.
And you all stand after.
The one who comes
later, they ask who came first. This one came first, see, they have bathed themselves. When you reach there, you began to take it a joke.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Even just to be nearer in this,
it
may not be good to you and it will not cause the problem to you. And you need to go come from far.
Because
some, when they get near to the lake, they don't eat from it.
Go
became the cause of your problem. Go come from far. For it's you even reached late, yet you spend meters here. Every time you look at your watch, you still have time. They have not begun, have not had them. Go shift, go far.
Do
not be on the lake, yet you don't eat its fish.
You
lazy to fish that you'll fish later.
Those
are early coming from
far.
As you reach the big fish, they hooked them out. You eat the small fish.
Yes, he was
winning. Praise Jesus so much. In all what I bring to you, you want the blessing in the word of God. Honor God is put in that word. Let's respect the Holy Spirit who flows and is clear like that.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much.
Well,
it's not something easy.
Verse
15, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he says this.
2 Corinthians 3:15.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our Lord is the Spirit. Remember, our Lord came in the spirit written of him. You may say, I love most Jesus, but you ignore the word. Where he is, his spirit is there. Where the word of God is, that of the good pastors, the spirit of liberty and freedom is right there. The Lord is the spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and liberty. If churches heard of Christ, we speak us as church. Everywhere you would have been, there would have been freedom.
You
can reach a village with chaos and it gets freedom because of you.
You
can find dogs at the village park.
People.
And they said, ever since you came, you are no more do that. Where the Spirit of God is,
this
stream of clear waters. Let me tell you, every time we have been in battles, fighting in prayers,
and
we've been attacked, people to sustain ministry has not been easy.
Ask
it to some of the pastors here. Village, the prayer you have to pray, you have to climb on the tree top in the branches.
Then
you go up in the branches. Principalities.
That's
much the entire village. And they are watching, firing every spot in the entire village. Ever since we've reached here, they don't, never seen us, neither known what is it. They see people moving on. How do they handle and do it? How did the people come? Some come stand there and look. And they look at us like that. And they shake their heads. And some come back, others as pastors. Maybe they're Illuminatis. One woman came from a certain ministry. Is connected to this one down.
He's
the one who came from another ministry down. She came, sat behind them. And he went back.
They
connected with who he came from. We have to beat those Illuminatis.
No.
Here there is a girl who came from the church there. She's mostly in the choir. She's right there. That one can tell you the drama out there. They had chased her both with the mother. For coming from here and then go back to them.
Yet,
one of their colleagues is right here. These people, we have sought them in spirit, we've failed to locate them where they are.
tubanoonya
tubakube. We seek them to pity them.
Naye tebalabika.
But they can't be seen.
Kiki ekituufu kyekibali naye.
What cool pick are they?
Banoonya era ba. Bakuba crusades bakuba emabega gonga za lutalo nga
before there were crusades of revenge.
Nga ffe tutumanyi ba.
Yet we were not aware of that.
Oyo yali akimanyika.
But Holy Spirit knew of it.
Yakola.
Now what used to do?
Be bakubanga mu crusade nga be bajja
wa. They made crusades, people would rather come here more.
Egasamu mugasa.
And it was profiting us.
Kubanga ffe tetulina lutalo.
For we have no battle.
Our battle
is for us fighting Satan.
And we are
led by the Holy Spirit and the angels.
They
ask those people, what? The first thing I accepted to be in the great
pastures,
that of the word of God.
The green,
good pastor, the one that things trouble me. I am on the stream of clear waters.
I don't say the Christian in your identity.
Trouble it, muddy it.
Moyo Motoko Moleka Kurukute,
leave the Holy Spirit flow to his work.
Moleka Kurichumi, Oma Kurichumi,
100%, leave it to him.
Wakurikera Yabidi.
If he leaves for you 2%, go with that.
Don't you get it?
Don't
press. Tomu Fura Gatariu.
Don't make him as if he's not there. Don't see him as if he's not working.
There
are things threatening you. Dogs are barking where they cannot beat and bark. You begin to fear for barking dogs. The Holy Spirit wonders what you are doing.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
What
does remain? Be in the good pastures to do us good.
Tubere umugago no
kwa amazi on the stream of clear waters.
Memeza fe mukama tukirisazi
keje accept the power of
our jali kitambude
nyonyo meandered in places
ate walio jimu jaita muba munjiri
meka as pass through how many gospels are you under?
Eze mizimu,
those of demons,
eze saint,
those of financing, those of investing,
miracle
deliverance,
oba why
victory all of them. Another was in victory, he's not yet come back.
You
still meandering in this world.
Sit
where the throne of God is.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Get
so the pastures of his word give you to eat.
And you are
done good as his word is. Even his spirit will flow.
He
come from his throne.
The
clear stream to be
within
you. And you see how clearness is around you. Things making noise, leave them, they will get silent themselves. They see you don't mind them.
You know
a stream flowing, it knows to turn against them.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, as we strengthen our souls, takes back to Psalms as we wind up. Psalms 23, verses 4. Yes, you have a praise Jesus. If I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
yes,
that is the planet earth where we move by. In it are many things.
You
can you accept not to fear any evil?
When you see it
come, but you say, I will not fear. Sickness has begun to strike you, but you said, no,
there
is no sickness here.
No,
malaria is finishing you. And it says, not there. One day I was in Logoja, in the jail of heaven. And sickness got my child. My children were not getting sick before. This time he was affected. I prayed. These are not getting working. And the eyes are more losing their shape. They are turning up. We were used that our children, even sickness comes and we get a vision of them. And they show us what to do and we do it. And we cut it from the spiritual world. This time it was for going to the hospital.
And
we had limited an aspect of the Holy Spirit. And we shall only work with him in the spiritual world. He showed that even enters the other world. I used to ask the Lord, what is moving on? I see in the vision, he's just looking at me like that. I am here.
I said the child
is rather turning worse.
Listen to me, you will
understand. Next step.
Now you are
going
to put it on your face.
What does do my things I want? I asked him, what do you want? Take the child to the hospital. Be given Panadol. They
are
put the eyes upside down, they give Panadol to heal them. I am the Panadol. You give them Panadol. There's no medicine which works independent on its own.
What
got Panadol?
Now, someone started to say,
3 hours, she was well jumping. The eyes were back to shape and they're normal. I said, okay.
You
live in the hospital there? Now, one day, we had just met with my wife. She had a problem with her bones. They were shaking. I said, I've entered prayer. I'm going to pray for her till she'll be well. God brought others to
thank. I was praying for your
field of tumor. Where are you?
It's
me asking. When I'm praying, me, I'm in America. They speak
Luganda.
Yet Luganda, you hear the accent. You are in China.
Luganda.
Tumor is healed.
I said,
Lord, I came here, I'm praying for my wife. You bring others, people, you heal others.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus.
Told me,
your wife is worse, I have those who are more worse.
And
we have to work with you.
Okay.
Other people must post yours aside. I will work on them.
And
is
starting to
heal them of HIV.
Cut it, cut it. Over
this one, you're on others.
And
the silence where I want for those others who are more worse.
Banonyeza basabire sare
ribe yo saba those to pray like
that.
Not
now
we work with you. We have taken these prayers to work for them. I said, okay. Your ways are yours. You get my prayers. They are not your prayers. It's me who gave them to you.
I
said,
you can't
pray out of your own two. It's me
bearing
your
burden.
I pray as God wills. I
say
your prayers are all yours now. You send them back through me.
You
say, even Second Corinthians 6, we are workers with you. Humbled with the great pastors of the Word of God. Even humbled with the spirit of the water of the Holy Spirit. What I do, I believe they are of God. And I don't make a mistake in this one. If I think myself to be around, I will not do right. I want my soul, he puts sweet where he sits. That is based in Psalms saying. Who can sit in the house of God to serve him as priest? When you read the prisms and the issues he put down there, they broaden indeed. Hope tomorrow we move on with this one. We shall bring back skills next week. Because if we don't mark these words, it may be just be a proverb which makes us sit here. You know where it is? That these people, they hear you as a sweet song.
Ezekiel.
We shall get back.
At least
when we are not strengthened, it may not work.
Ezekiel 33
from verse 29.
Kale ne baliyo kabamanya nganze mukama ti nganze mukama.
Ezekiel 33, verses 29.
Kale ne balyoka bamanya nga nze Mukama, bwe ndi nga nfuga ensi okuba amatongo n'ekyewuunyo olw'emizizo gyabwe gyonna gye bakoze. Olwasatu, naawe omwana w'omuntu, abaana b'abantu bo bakwogerako awali ebisaakaate ne mu miryango gy'ennyumba, ne bagambagana buli muntu ng'agamba muganda we nti bujje mbegayiridde.
Each one speaks to another. They speak to each other. Let's go here. What is coming from God? Prophet Ezekiel. In this time, Apostle Rod, hope witness. What I discovered at Zana, there is an apostle there. Run and hope witness. I tell you what is there. The words. There are great words indeed. Come, let's go. Let me sample you. Ask this. Let's go. But he said, after they bring you, it becomes like a song on heat in that season. But after it all vanishes, that heat and yearning and zeal, they reach a time to take the green pastures as usual.
They take it, but it will be revealed
every time and they understand.
Ezekiel 33
from verse 31.
Ne bajja gy'oli ng'abantu bwe bajja, ne batuula mu maaso go ng'abantu bange, ne bawulira ebigambo byange naye ne batabikola.
Aya, bagambagana bwe batyo.
They tell each other those things.
Ne bajja ne bakungaana bulungi.
They gather very well.
Bawulira ebigambo bya Katonda.
They hear the words of God.
Naye tebakola nga bwe biri.
They don't do as they are. Most people from that point, they trample the word of God. Trampling the green pastures of the word from that point.
You
had much, but you do only three of them. And the rest you say, but those words I'll get my time when I begin to fulfill them.
Ezekiel 33:31. Ne bajja gy'oli ng'abantu bwe bajja, ne batuula mu maaso go ng'abantu bange, ne bawulira ebigambo byange naye ne batabikola. Kubanga boolesa okwagala kungi n'akamwa kaabwe.
And he said, these people, in the roads they go more. Let me tell you, the word of wisdom, it began in Ezekiel chapter
3.
Let me tell you. We head on tomorrow
and
let's go connect it more ahead. What do you hear? They don't
put
tomorrow, it's another chapter.
They
do something different. You wonder what causes it.
Amen.
The word apostle speaks, I saw it being told to me in the night. And they tell us we learn much. And we boast over what we've learned, but we don't do them. And it says he's going to beat us, and he has much anger.
For
you would have told us perhaps on Sunday. Because the pastor told you. That's why he decided to bring it in the word. You know, we've learned, studied many things. You just sit down, recap what you've learned, and look in them. You can say,
hold on,
but remind me all now. John 14:26. Teach us and remind us all. I sit, remind me. Handle different headings, see how I appear in them. How I can explain. What extent have I done the things? There are others who have broken others' hearts. You borrow money from people, you don't pay them back. You made groups and confused people there.
Muganda wakuwade, kora wanoyo no, na wanoji.
You work here, you spoiling things. You
come
and
get
your capital, you've eaten all of it. Are you up to?
God's
about to chase you and bring another.
Now,
things like those are not good. There you give us testimony. You say, God, you've worked for me. Miracles are put to children.
If
children don't thank. You hear you say, me, these things are thanking.
There are
times we praise and another is
looking.
Me, my moods, you are. Me,
I
come to be a
contender.
I don't want to be wasted time that I'm praising. Many things of worship. I'm not in the spirit of worship this time. You are in what spirit?
Spirit
of the Father is in us, making us cry out, Abba Father, worshiping Him, praising Him. I don't know what other spirit you are in. Maybe that working in rebellious children. The spirit of Satan. Our ways are like that.
Let me know if I'm to get better as you work
out of them, get the ways of God. Why do I thank
him
before we tell them to him? After you knew them, he told you don't testify of them.
Ezekiel 33:31. Ne bajja gy'oli ng'abantu bwe bajja, ne batuula mu maaso go ng'abantu bange, ne bawulira ebigambo byange. Mu maaso batuula
bulungi.
Like
we said it.
Ne bawulira ebigambo bya
Mukama. Hear the words of God well. What angers God more?
And
you just read the word do this. And you come to ask me, Apostle, should we really do that? You think I'm going to tell you what's beyond what God has said?
People sit before and they hear.
Let's read finish.
Ezekiel 33:31.
Ezekiel 33:31.
Ne bajja gy'oli ng'abantu bwe bajja, ne batuula mu maaso go ng'abantu bange, ne bawulira ebigambo byange.
Mbu ng'abantu bange.
As my people.
Nga.
As.
Naye tebannafu.
But they have not yet become.
Ezekiel 33:31.
Ezekiel 33:31.
Naye ne batabikola, kubanga boolesa okwagala, okwagala kungi n'akamwa kaabwe, naye omutima gwabwe gugoberera amagoba gaabwe.
What are you up to and planning? You think your spirit has come back?
Well,
some of you
need
to get there a word, begin a ministry of myself. I want to begin a ministry. Not ask God wants to begin what in you? What has he brought you for? After I get that wisdom, I'm going to get back.
The
other pastor will face me.
Going
to shake him, ashame him in the entire village. Did God tell you are the one to go back, shake him, or another will do that?
Here you're
seated, you have your things you're up to. Another is quite a hard saying. Apostle told us 3.5 years.
They
are finishing yet the journey of heaven. We
have
not finished. I want us to finish. Leave this place. God knew if he told you 7 years, you will worry much. And you say the years are many. And he told you the journeys of 3 days.
Yet
you are to spend 40 years on the way.
troubling him.
For if he told the Israelites, you're going to move 40 years to Canaan, you would have told him now, you go with your journey, walk it yourself.
He
told them 3 days and they said, only 1, 2, 3, let's go. And they forget that they cannot move for 3 days.
Imagine.
If you tell us three years, services a day, will you be able to handle it?
Well,
if in 3 years it can able to handle it,
not tell you service.
Put four services every day.
You reach
and say, what is you to us, leave us, Lord.
You're
teaching us so much.
Even
as you
study, I
don't know how your book looks.
You
don't even have time to pack books.
Packed
you. 3.5 years. There you would have gotten heavy laden. Do you make me heavy laden, Lord?
What
did he say? The journey is of 3 days. But you looked at the messed up people. God never
lies.
But God is wise.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus.
Others
may say, God is
faithful.
He was right. He knew you could not handle. You yourself messed up yourselves on the way till you reached 40 yards.
Ezekiel 33:32. Era laba nti oli gye bali ng'oluyimba olulungi ennyo olw'omuntu alina eddoboozi erisanyusa ennyo.
That portion threatens me much. Lord, to be just a sweet song. Like a musician with a sweet voice. And you speak words. And
you're
wasting time with those people. Tomorrow they are going to play within them. You know, many times. Now we get all the knowledge. But is there another who is going to research to see that I'm not reached on the level? It's you going to begin to start that thing. According to the level of understanding I've reached. Everything I've researched, things of apostle. These things, they are no more standard. Me, I can speak now.
I've
become a great prophet.
But
now I have things I see, which apostle never seen. The song is off the charts. Remember, you were raised in that word to reach to see what is, to reach to shepherd well, to reach to sing well. That's where the cause of troubling will begin.
Already
some have begun, you've been seeing them. Satan checks you, mostly the choir. And it brings his promises. I see them, I say, let me leave it past. I see what they will react and think of it. And
you see
Satan. God gave me a vision. Now that choir has anointed to govern this place.
And
he said, let me leave it past, see their reaction. In these images, there's anointing.
Will
people worship images? You leave it past.
How
did the apostle leave that message past?
If
check the message is wrong, you too, can you not check it is wrong?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
If
people with proud in the choir, the anointing running this place, we hold it.
He's
in the choir.
Yet you are
not.
Messages just stand as a matter.
Satan is
anointing,
but your clothing is dipped them in blood, and it's a wrong message.
Anointing
is not cleansed my clothing.
So,
now it's not good.
In this time to be like,
and we speak before you like a musician on the charts. And he said, now, in the world, there's no one whom God has ever said like him. And you raise him up there. And after put the ladders away. I get up,
fall
down.
He used
to say, he's the one. Let us see how we arise up again.
Don't
say, apostle, we don't know.
And
now the car has come back. He's never sits to catch us. What is he up to now?
He's
driving a car.
You
stop those foolish thoughts. Many journeys were cut off for not having a means of transport. When the
council
tells us the sick place you told us to go
pray,
people
here,
we reached even.
But he
wasn't here on Monday to cancel us. That
guy
is going to make a boss of fall. Even those got a vision of it. You are in here. Don't you? Are you not in here? You got a vision that I've got an accident in the car. You're going to come tell me that part. Your thoughts are wrong. Let's think right as the word of God is. And I request one thing. Let's remain in the best standards. That God has prepared us for the good pastures. The good pastures. The good, clear, good pastures. The Spirit will flow
harshly.
If that is back there, as it thinks to do me to among the world, when more things than those will come, what will you do then? Won't you say
that
he's got lost? He's totally got lost. Now
the approach
and aeroplane is just flying. Is he more understanding the word that one? Brethren, let's not think else. Let's think as the pastors of the word tell us that we don't trouble. Don't put a person on the heat, tomorrow you lower him down. That's why I see we raise up and we keep him on that standard which God has put him.
But
God calls him Paul. And we speak things breaking hearts, things hindering the progress. Now we go backwards, shall we be happy of that? They said the car is of how much? 10 million? If we told
you
this place is 90 million, you would have wondered, what are we doing? You would have opted for the one of 2 million, the land of 2 million
shillings.
You would have chased yourself. But we did first tell you that it's 90 million to pay here. There are times God looks and he don't tell them the worth. When
we
go to buy a car, he didn't tell us the money, the worth of it.
So if you sing that to the key of
the pastures of the word. Spirit flow peaceful. Chaos to bring things like those.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's finish this verse.
Ezekiel 33:32. Eya lava. Orijevali ngoli yimbo lurunje nyo oromu twali ne devoze disanyuse nyo. Irama nyoku kuba, obulunje nanga. Kubanga ba ulile vigambo vyo, nene batavikora. Asatu musatu. Au, evyobili tuukirira. Era, bija. Kale nebali yoka mamanya, nga nabia vade mubo.
Yes, we was going to praise Jesus so much. Everything spoken in this place, they will come. Even the television, you will see. Whether you speak what is upon you, you will see them happen, everything. You
will
see the television is
happening.
Also, why does he speak that? They will happen as you're watching. You are watching.
And
read things which have been spoken to come to pass. Of the torments to those who everything spoken here, you will see it. If you think it's a song ending today, God says it's a song that will live ever long. We thank God for that word. We shall add on it tomorrow. We thank him indeed. May God bless you. Praise Jesus so much. Why don't we sing a song to God? You are my shepherd. You are my shepherd, Lord. You shepherded us. You guided our feet and path. You've shepherded our hearts. Let's start on our feet.
Sumbielo mtima kwange sebo Nenyu miriza mkwe oli Oli musumba wange Munga misa makenda kame Sumbielo mtima kwange sebo Nenyu miriza mkwe Sumbo moruji haikabana Otese emeza Ebya saba Ebya chikamuchu Omoyo ambadi Yenetaga mugura Nopuereza Olimu sumba wange Sebo Menyumiriza mkwe oli
Omwagalwe nnyo afiirire
azukize nzire wafe mokuru ori katonda ori katonda era njagalize irungi kubanga mani yekwe kitangaza na ori katonda ori katonda era njagalize irungi Mubanga mani yegwe chitanga sala Sabia nyo ope omoyo dukufu Ankure mbere Zire wafe mongoro Ori katonda Ori katonda Peranja gari seviroji Kubanga mani Yekwe chitanga zala Ori katonda Ori katonda Peranja gari seviroji Kubanga mani Yekwe chitanga zata Misabe nje Ediaba malaiko watukufu Panwa nire oho Zire wafe mongoro Ori katonda Ori katonda Teranja gari seviroji Kubanga mani oho Yekwe chitanga zala Ori katonda Ori katonda Peranja gari seviroji Kubanga mani Yekwe chitanga zala Ori katonda Ori katonda Peranja gari seviroji Kubanga mani
Mukama kuwa mukisa, wewe wale kujia, mukama wewe mukisa mwenye, wewe wale kubaki ingabu rongi.